Questions 42 through 46. Look at the questions. Listen to a teacher in an economics class.
Let's begin with the basic law of economics, the law of supply and demand. There is an elaborate explanation of this law with examples in Unit 1 of our textbook. You don't need to take notes, so just listen for now. The more of a product we have, the cheaper it will be. However, when there's a demand for a product but a limited supply, then its price will be high. Imagine a small town with 1,000 people who need shoes. Only one retailer in this town, let's call it Business A, sells shoes and can stock only 200 pairs at any one time. Because 1,000 people want shoes, Business A can charge a high price. The store owner can ask any price he wants because he has a product so many people want to purchase. There are 200 pairs of shoes for 1,000 people. Another entrepreneur learns about the high demand for shoes and builds a factory nearby. We'll call it Business B, which makes 1,500 pairs of shoes. Now, there are two places competing with each other with enough shoes for everyone. Business A sells 200 pairs at a time, while Business B sells 1,500 pairs at a time. We now have 1,700 pairs of shoes for sale for 1,000 people. Because there are more than enough shoes for everyone, even enough shoes for people who want more than one pair, their price will drop significantly. Any questions so far?